You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, communities in Jamaica warned about crocodiles after Hurricane Melissa. Negotiations continue over reform of Australia's environment laws. And in football, the Socceroos to face Venezuela and Colombia in games scheduled for next month. G'day from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Let's head to Jamaica first, where health officials are warning residents to watch out for crocodiles displaced by the storm and flood effects from a powerful hurricane. Melissa made landfall in Jamaica as a Category 5 system, killing three people in the country, and has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane. It's now headed towards Cuba and then the Bahamas. Michael Brennan is the director of the National Hurricane Center in the US. He says the weather data shows the impacts of the storm will be felt in Jamaica for quite some time.
The potential for destructive winds and damaging winds likely to continue across Jamaica this evening, especially on the north coast, especially in the areas of high topography. We still have tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, additional rainfall across the island leading to isolated storm totals as high as 30 inches. So stay in your safe place, stay in a safe shelter overnight in Jamaica, and listen to any guidance you get from your local officials about when it might be safe to venture out.
Back to Australia now, and a new report on the impact of climate change on Australia's ocean environments finds that even with aggressive emission cuts, the impacts on marine life will be severe and in some cases irreversible. The findings follow an alarming 18 months for Australia's seas, with bleached coral, fish kills and toxic algal blooms linked to marine heatwaves and high ocean temperatures. The lead author of the study, Alice Pitt at the University of the Sunshine Coast, says the research findings have significant implications for ocean conservation. She says marine parks that are protected from industry are in a better position to withstand the changes compared to unprotected areas of the ocean, but they're still vulnerable.
The exposure of our marine life and our lives and livelihoods that they support depends entirely on how aggressively we reduce carbon emissions now. These aren't distant future problems. They're immediate planning challenges within the next 15 years. And if there's any consideration of expanding or adjusting our network of MPAs, we strongly urge managers to consider not only present climate, but also the range of future possible climates.
Still in Australia, and the Human Rights Commissioner has called for more transparency on Australia's deportation deal with Nauru. The Home Affairs Minister has confirmed that the first group of immigration detainees have been deported from Australia and are now in Nauru. The number of non-citizens deported in the group has not been disclosed. They're part of the so-called NZYQ group, which had visas cancelled on character grounds. The deal was struck earlier this year at a reported cost of $2.5 billion over the 30-year lifetime of the deal. Human Rights Commissioner Lorraine Finlay says the lack of basic detail about the latest transfer raises questions about the government's commitment to transparency and accountability. Back overseas, and Pope Leo XIV has called for an end to wars in a ceremony with other religious leaders at Rome's Colosseum. Together with Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, Protestant, Anglican and other religious leaders, Pope Leo lit a candle for peace and prayed for the end to violence.
We must ensure that this era of history, marked by war and the arrogance of force, come to an end soon and a new story begins. We cannot accept that this era endures any longer, that it shapes the mentality of peoples, that we become accustomed to war as a normal course of human history. Enough. It is the cry of the poor and the cry of the earth. Enough.
Grido della terra.
The ceremony was the final event in a conference organised by the community of Saint Egidio, an Italian Catholic group dedicated to issues of social justice. The tax office is urging Australians to check if they have unclaimed super. The Australian tax office says 7 million Australians have lost or unclaimed super, totalling $17.8 billion. That figure represents an increase of $1.8 billion over the last financial year. Assistant Treasurer Daniel Molino says Australians should aggregate their super into one account to ensure they're not worse off in retirement.
There can be a range of reasons why people have lost super. It could be that you've changed your name,
that you've changed jobs or even that you've worked overseas. What this can mean is that people can find themselves paying multiple fees, which will obviously have a bad effect on people's end balances. It helps people to achieve that ultimate important goal of superannuation, dignity in retirement.
To football now, and the Socceroos will travel to the US to play against Venezuela and Colombia next month. The game against Venezuela on November the 14th will be only the second time the two sides have ever met. The last encounter was in 2004, ending in a one-all draw. The game against Colombia is set for November the 18th. The team is ranked 13th in the FIFA World Rankings and will be one of 48 countries. Competing at the FIFA World Cup next year, Socceroos coach Tony Popovich says it's a great chance to expose the team to different styles of play by the two South American sides ahead of the 2026 World Cup. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom, and check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, where you can hear all our features on the issues of the day, plus much more.